This is Steve Anthony, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Welcome, Steve Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Lee, for having me, and great to finally meet you. We've shared some moments, but it's great just to put a face to a person's name.
That's
for sure.
I think it's lovely. Yeah. But you know, we've been promoting your music what, 2, maybe even 3 years now.
Yeah, maybe 3.
And you've recently number one for 2 weeks.
Number one, and then we had another one. 3 or 4 months ago, I'm Falling In made it to number one. So what great honor it is to meet you and know that you're instrumental in getting me to that spot. So
that's great. Let's talk about Steve now. And you obviously from Texas.
Obviously, yeah. Texas, yeah. Grew up in a little small town in Texas, and I still live there, Caldwell, Texas. A little bit north of Houston. I'm about 100 miles north of Houston. I'm sure everybody knows where Houston's at. Mm-hmm. Big oil center of the world. And I get the beauty of growing up in a small town and still living in a small town. Of course, rural America is starting to get a little bit busier, and people are moving in. We have a lot of people coming in from other states and moving into Texas because they know how good it is. How good we have it over there. So,
are they doing it where you are? Like everywhere else is big high-rise apartment blocks and all that stuff.
No, not in my town.
Good.
No high-rise. I think 2-story is the is our large. Actually, we do have a three-story hotel, so we are over. We've made it up to three stories right now.
So that's the one to go to jump if you want to jump.
That's it, yeah. If you feel like the world's down on you and you want to jump, that's...
So when did you get into music?
Well, I've been playing music for a lot of years. Yeah, I started when I was 15 years old, playing in bands and playing in bars and living the dream, living the music dream. And I played guitar and sang for so many different artists as a backup artist, playing lead guitar and singing backups vocals and singing some lead vocals and, you know, in country bands. And got to grow up in those awesome dance hall days when the dance halls were just the place to be, you know. And we would go out on Friday, Saturday night, and we would fill up a dance hall with 1,200 people and take 60%, 70% of the door. And we were making pretty good, you know. We were living the dream. We weren't the Beatles yet, but we were certainly, you know, we were having a great time. And it was, you know, it was all about playing country music too. It was, we were in the heart of the country, and it was, that's what people wanted to hear. You know, people still want to hear good country music, you know. So,
do they still have the ballrooms like that? The same?
Well, there are a few left, but, you know, this MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, which, you know, there was a problem with that, with, people driving drunk and, you know, it kind of put a dent into the dance hall business, too. You know, the police, you know, when we were kids growing up, if we got caught out drinking, you know, the police would follow us home and tell us, now, y'all stay home. If I catch you back in town, I'm going to arrest you. But as long as you stay home, I'm going to follow you home, make sure you get home, and you stay home. And we, by God, we stayed home. You know, we wasn't going to go to jail. But, you know, in today's world, it's a different times. And, you know, we don't want drunk drivers out on the road for sure. And it's kind of put a little bit of a dent, I think, into that, into the nightlife, into the music business. But people still, no matter what, you know, people probably, you know, people are into this designated driver now, which is a great thing. And I see people, you know, I think when they get to that limit now, that people kind of know when to stop because they know how dangerous it can be out there on the highways. And sure, it's, I think people think a little bit smarter nowadays than what we used to think as kids. You know, and like I said, when we were kids, we could get away with it because the cops follow us home, you know. And
you had the wrath of your parents.
There wasn't, that's it. Yeah, we was going to get an ass whooping when we got home, and they knew it. So, you know, in those days, in those early days, I mean, there were, every little old town had a dance hall in it. And,
sure,
and you know, all these country people, that was what they looked forward to all week. They work all week. And all these farmers and ranchers out in the country, and come Saturday night, they were going to all meet up at the dance hall, and there would be 1,000 of them at a time, you know. And
that's great.
And it would be a great gathering of friendship, and everybody had a great time. And I got to grow up in those days and be part of those bands. And really, I was part of some really successful bands, and we got to do a lot of things that most young artists only dream of getting to do nowadays. So, this is Steve Anthony, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Grew up near some cotton fields on a little piece of land. Had an early age and learned hard work, played barefoot in the sand. They taught us how to grow our food, share what we keep. Never were we hungry when we laid down our heads to fall asleep. Praise to the Father, praise to the Son. Stand up for freedom, be proud of what you've done. Go and help your neighbor, most of all give thanks for mama's endless love, daddy's guiding hands. of our home. Need to teach our children all the good we have been shown. Remember they will be the ones we need to be strong. Make the world a better place for them and for those who carry on. Praise to the Father, praise to the Son. Stand up for freedom.
So when did you first get your recording contract, or when you first started recording?
Well, I'm trying to think back. I think in 2015, because I, like I said, I'd played on the road with so many different acts and just, you know, played guitar, and I got to end my guitar playing career with a legend, Johnny Bush, Mr. Whiskey River himself, you know, and you know, just a legend Texas artist. And after I played guitar with him for about a year and a half, and I said, you know what, it's time that I need to go back and get back into songwriting, see if I can still write songs and try to start pursuing a, you know, just a musical career. I wasn't so concerned about, I wasn't writing songs for radio. I was writing songs that I could pass down to my children and something to remember me by to leave my mark, you know. That's and you know, I've written some Christian songs, and I've had really good luck with in the Christian country market, and so I've been blessed. The Lord blessed me, gave me talent, and of course, you know, it's been work, though. You know, the Lord can give it to you, but you have to work with it. You know, you can't just take it and take it for granted. You have to actually work on it, and it's been a great I've had a great life, I've had a great music career, and I've been on the top, I've been on the bottom several times, you know, right now I'm just enjoying a nice little career. I'm getting a career. I'm working on my fifth studio album right now, and in about since 2015. So I'm about 9 years into producing my own music, and I've got a great studio to work with up in Tyler, Texas, Rosewood Studios. And just really having the time of my life, just enjoying making music, and you guys are, you know, y'all are accepting it, the promoters are accepting it and getting it out there to radio, and I'm getting to live the dream that I always thought I wanted to live, and you know, whether it takes me into fame, I'm not concerned about fame. I'm just, you know, my deal, it's all about making the music. It's the music to me.
What was the first single you released?
Dama del Rio. It was a song I wrote. I bought some ranch land on the Rio Grande River 10 years ago, and about the second year that I had it. It was about the time that I kind of started evolving into this songwriting and thinking that I wanted to pursue a musical career based on my own music rather than singing cover songs and singing George Strait songs and Alan Jackson songs. Bear in mind that those guys are great, you know, and you know, Alan Jackson, he's my all-time hero. I just love everything he's always done. And to be able to write your own music and have some success with it and get it out to radio and get it to people, and it's kind of like I'm giving a piece of myself to the world, and that's a pretty rewarding kind of thing, you know. And like you and the promoters and the radio, y'all are the ones that are making it happen for me, and I appreciate you guys every day. I mean, without you, nobody knows who I am. So this is Steve Anthony, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Climb up in my truck, turn on the radio, tune it to Prime Country, sometimes a yacht show. Got to hear some fiddle and that steel guitar cry. If you need a good reason, can roll all of that rap they've been talking, man, it's sure getting old. I'm gonna call up Reba, I know she won't lie, she'll be singing C-O-U-N-T-R-Y. We gonna call up Brad, George, Chris and Toby.
Doing much performing now?
I do a lot of right now. I just do some acoustic shows. I hadn't probably this year, sometimes this year, because we're starting to get out a little bit to a little bigger audience, releasing music to mainstream country here in the United States, and we're growing a listener base, and it's going to come a time that, you know, we're starting to get enough coverage in some of these areas where somebody's going to want to see me play, and, you know, that's going to involve a band, and that's kind of where I guess the end result, that's where I'd really like to be. You know, I got to play on some big stages and got to play with some artists and back up some artists and play some really big shows, and so I've had the taste of it, and it's a good feeling. So I think probably mid-year this year we'll see a band get evolved around the Steve Anthony Music Company, and we'll start going out and doing some full band shows. So
great.
Right now, just doing some acoustic shows, and every once in a while I'll take a guitar player with me or a piano player, and just where I can do, just get a little more music involved in it. And but for right now, you know, it's about getting the name out there, getting the brand out there, and letting people hear my story and hear my music and connect to it, and then we can worry about all that other stuff that goes
sure.
as time evolves.
Well, and hopefully in the future we can get you over to the UK.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, Steve, it's been great talking to you. We love playing your music. One Horse Town is still doing well for you, and you've got a new single coming out hopefully in April.
A new single, and I think you guys are going to like it a lot, and I think the audience is going to like it. The song is called Way Back When, and it's just reminiscing about, meeting that special person and years later being able to live with that special person. And it was a song that I wrote, you know, about my wife and just reminiscing about going back and meeting her and thinking about the things and that we did then and the things that we get to do together now. And it's a touching song. Yeah, I know you guys are going to like it out there. Hopefully your audience falls in love with it too. So look for Way Back When.
Okay, we're looking forward to it.
Okay.
Steve, thank you so much.
Lee, thank you so much for having me. Good. This is Steve Anthony, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
My 53, we'll cruise around the square. The place to be on Saturday night, all of our friends are there.